Every single year, Artscape puts on the Women's Humanity Festival. And the festival is this year celebrating 70 years since the historic 1956 Women's March. It is also in its 17th year of the actual festival. Artscape is calling on South Africans to move beyond commemoration and take action as the 20th Artscape Women's Humanity Festival marks 70 years since the historic 1956 Women's March. Running throughout August 2026, the month-long festival is presented under the theme, A Place for All. And under those productions, we have two of the directors, Basil Apollis and Ramsay Davids, joining us today to chat to us about the AbFab Drag, Bottleneck Breekbek, and Divalicious Dames. Well, we are almost in Women's Month, and there's so much lead up to this. As we said before, it's the 20th year of the Women's Humanity Festival. And joining us today is Ramsay Davids, who is the director of Divalicious Dames. Now, we all know we love to be divalicious, and we might just be reinterpreting that incorrectly, but we want to hear from the expert. Ramsay, tell us, what is Divalicious Dames?
Thank you, Janet. So, in keeping with the Artscape Women and Humanity Festival of Inclusion, we are doing a drag mime production where we impersonate women, bringing yet another aspect of what it is to be a woman from our perspective.
Now, I love that the festival highlights the ongoing needs to have dialogue around GBV, femicide, disability inclusion, LGBTQIA plus, and the rights and equality, and also to focus on women's leadership. How do you think this production dovetails into all of that?
So, Janet, it's through the songs that we do. We go back to some songs are from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s.
Way,
And
way before we were born, but do tell.
if you remember in the 50s, after World War II, and with the loss of life of men, etc., etc., songs tended to be a bit tragic, about the man who left or died and the poor woman who was left behind. We, on the other hand, are focusing on women of character, women of strength, women who have freedom. And so we are bringing that aspect to of a stronger woman to the discussion.
Absolutely. Now, Ramsay, tell us a little bit about your own journey. You're a director. Divalicious Dames is coming back to Artscape after a little break. What has your journey been like in this space?
So we've been part of the festival since 2009. It was our first exposure. Then we were back in 2010, 11, 14, and 18. And we're back this year. Not sure what you're asking me about my personal journey.
Yes, just for our listeners to understand, what has your journey been in
Okay.
this, in the arts?
I'm one of the performers in Divalicious Dames. Divalicious Dames is done by myself, Ramsey, and a very good friend of mine, Martin. And yes, we have, being gay men, both of us, we have some understanding, hopefully, about the issues about women, because in the 90s, there was a lot of activism around LGBT issues, and so I come from a little bit of an activist background on that front, and that's where I became a feminist. It was actually through being a gay man that I discovered the feminism within
And
myself.
being at the forefront of these conversations around exclusivity and inclusivity. That is very powerful, because when
Because
you
one.
bring a cause to the stage, the best way to get the messaging across is through art. And your production, Divalicious Dames, celebrates songs of yesteryear, nostalgic productions, and it's drag mime, and drag mime is unique. It's visually engaging. All of us
Yes.
have watched Pose and all those fabulous productions, and it's the kind of thing that just draws you in and keeps you engaged. So, what can our audience expect from the performances and the cast on stage during this production?
They can expect fantastic costumes. They can expect fantastic lighting that Artscape provides for us. And they can expect a performance where, if they use some imagination, of course, we hope that for a moment they'll forget that it's somebody who's miming. And we hope that the artistry is strong enough that for a moment they may think that we're actually singing. But that needs a little bit of imagination from the audience's side.
Well, I think I'm personally looking forward to it. I'm a great fan of those amazing productions like Birdcage. The other night I watched Birdcage and I love it. I mean, I've watched it probably 8 times now. And then, of course, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is another one of those productions that we hold up as a mantle of excellence, of this art form.
Because
Now,
they also stem from the 90s, Janet.
exactly. So there's a creative process. It's not just about dressing up and being on stage. There's glamorous costumes. Makeup is an art on its own in the drag mime space. And then,
Correct.
of course, your characters are not just characters, they are larger. I don't want to say caricatures, because that has a negative connotation. They are larger than life characters. Their personalities are so big, because when they get this messaging across, it's so powerful. It brings all of the visual, auditory, and the tactile together in this production. So, Divalicious Dames, I'm personally thinking that it's going to be fabulous on stage. And then, of course, we have music, which is at the heart of the show.
Yes.
Without giving away too many of the surprises, because we are already super excited to be there, what are some of the iconic songs or the era that you capture in your production?
One of the songs that we particularly enjoy doing is by Ella Fitzgerald, and it's called I've Got to Be Me. And then there's,
Powerful words.
yes. And then there's another one, and it's a twist on the old Survivor, I Will Survive song. And it's done with a slightly new title, and it's called Free Again, which is, of course, from Martin Luther's speech. So,
Yes. So a
yeah.
combination of Gloria Gaynor and Martin Luther King. I think there's a lot of innovation that has happened to bring this to stage, Ramsay.
Yes, there has. We put a lot of thought into what we are going to do. It's not just a bunch of songs. We give a lot of thought as to what we are saying, how we are going to say it to the audience. And we also give a lot of thought as to which song follows which song, because that adds even more meaning to the actual culmination of the production at the end.
Now, Ramsay, one second last question from me. When you put on a production like this, it's not just a production that is being done. There's no expectations. You represent a whole community. Is there a certain level of pressure that comes with that?
Janet, I think there will always be pressure. We are two individuals. We are not so young. So we have experience and we have thoughts on how we would like to express ourselves. The pressure comes when we have to ask ourselves, are we actually representing younger people who do not necessarily have the same thoughts and experience, who might not have been through the 90s, you know?
Yes, who might
But
not have had the same struggles.
the same struggles.
There's always
However,
that generational question around, am I relevant?
that
It's
is
a
true.
new era.
That is true.
Is it now dated that I carry so much on my shoulders from the struggle of having to be relevant? And there's a I wouldn't say a lightness, but there's more of an acceptance than there was, say, in the 80s and the
Oh,
90s.
absolutely. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, we as performers have also got to be true to ourselves. We must identify with what we are doing
And you must
before we
you
can
must
do it
resonate your
properly.
context through your experience.
This is
Then it's
correct.
authentic and it's immersive.
That's right.
Ramsay, what a wonderful conversation. Please tell me, how do our listeners book tickets to come to your production?
So the web tickets system is what we use, and hopefully people know about web tickets by now, but it's reasonably easy to do if you have some computer skills, and the tickets are not numbered, the seats are not numbered, so
So it's
it's
free
first
seating.
free seating, first come, first served. And you can choose wherever you like to sit. We like to have people in the front, of course, which
Of
gives us
course, we like to
a
be in the front. We get to see all that glitter and glam up
bit of.
close.
Because anybody further back, the lights which are on the stage blind us from seeing too far back, you know? So if people sit too far back, we sometimes get the feeling that there's nobody. So we
But you
do
hear
enjoy
us.
people
You
right up
definitely
there.
will hear us, Ramsay. I promise you. It's very interactive. So, Ramsay, all the very best with the last touches to rehearsal. I'm sure that's happening now.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you under the spotlight at the theatre.
Thank you, Janet, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
It's a big pleasure. That was Ramsay Davids joining us. Fresh from production for Divalicious Dames. Well, we are almost in Women's Month, and there's so much lead up to this. As we said before, it's the 20th year of the Women's Humanity Festival. And joining us today is Ramsay Davids, who is the director of Divalicious Dames. Now, we all know we love to be divalicious, and we might just be reinterpreting that incorrectly, but we want to hear from the expert. Ramsay, tell us, what is Divalicious Dames?
Thank you, Janet. So, in keeping with the Artscape Women and Humanity Festival of Inclusion, we are doing a drag mime production where we impersonate women, bringing yet another aspect of what it is to be a woman from our perspective.
Now, I love that the festival highlights the ongoing needs to have dialogue around GBV, femicide, disability inclusion, LGBTQIA plus, and the rights and equality, and also to focus on women's leadership. How do you think this production dovetails into all of that?
So, Janet, it's through the songs that we do. We go back to some songs are from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s,
Way,
and
way before we were born, but do tell.
So if you remember in the 50s, after World War II, and with the loss of life of men, etc., etc., songs tended to be a bit tragic, you know, about the man who left who died and the poor woman who was left behind. We, on the other hand, are focusing on women of character, women of strength, women who have freedom. And so we are bringing that aspect of a stronger woman to the discussion.
Absolutely. Now, Ramsay, tell us a little bit about your own journey. You're a director. Divalicious Dames is coming back to Artscape after a little break. What has your journey been like in this space?
So we've been part of the festival since 2009. It was our first exposure. Then we were back in 2010, 11, 14, and 18. And we're back this year. I'm not sure what you're asking me about my personal journey.
Yes, just for our listeners to understand, what has your journey been in
Okay,
this, in the arts?
I'm one of the performers in Divalicious Dames. Divalicious Dames is done by myself, Ramsey, and a very good friend of mine, Martin. And yes, we have, being gay men, both of us, we have some understanding, hopefully, about the issues about women, because in the 90s, there was a lot of activism around LGBT issues. And so I come from a little bit of an activist background on that front. And that's where I became a feminist. It was actually through being a gay man that I discovered the feminism within
And
myself.
being at the forefront of these conversations around exclusivity and inclusivity, that is very powerful, because
It
when
was
you
one.
bring a cause to the stage, the best way to get the messaging across is through art. And your production, Divalicious Dames, celebrates songs of yesteryear, nostalgic productions, and it's drag mime, and drag mime is unique. It's visually engaging. All of us
Yes.
have watched Pose and all those fabulous productions, and it's the kind of thing that just draws you in and keeps you engaged. So, what can our audience expect from the performances and the cast on stage during this production?
They can expect fantastic costumes. They can expect fantastic lighting. that Artscape provides for us, and they can expect a performance where, if they use some imagination, of course, we hope that for a moment they'll forget that it's somebody who's miming. And we hope that the artistry is strong enough that for a moment they may think that we're actually singing. But that needs a little bit of imagination from the audience's side.
Well, I think I'm personally looking forward to it. I'm a great fan of those amazing productions like Birdcage. The other night I watched Birdcage
Birdcage.
and I love it. I mean, I've watched it probably 8 times now. And then, of course, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is another
Queen of
one of those
the
productions that we hold up as a mantle of excellence, of this art form.
Because
Now,
they also stem from the 90s, Janet.
exactly. So there's a creative process. It's not just about dressing up and being on stage. There's glamorous costumes. Makeup is an art on its own in the drag mime space. And then,
Correct.
of course, your characters are not just characters, they are larger. I don't want to say caricatures, because that has a negative connotation. They are larger than life characters. Their personalities are so big because when they get this messaging across, it's so powerful. It brings all of the visual, the auditory and the tactile together in this production. So, Divalicious Dames, I'm personally thinking that it's going to be fabulous on stage. And then, of course, we have music, which is at the heart of the show.
Yes.
Without giving away too many of the surprises, because we are already super excited to be there, what are some of the iconic songs or the era that you capture in your production?
One of the songs that we particularly enjoy doing is by Ella Fitzgerald, and it's called I've Got to Be Me. And then there's,
Powerful words.
yes. And then there's another one, and it's a twist on the old Survivor, I Will Survive song. And it's done with a slightly new title, and it's called Free Again, which is, of course, from Martin Luther's speech. So,
Yes. So a combination of Gloria Gaynor and Martin Luther King, I
yeah.
think there's a lot of innovation that has happened to bring this to stage, Ramsay.
Yes, there has. We put a lot of thought into what we are going to do. It's not just just a bunch of songs. We give a lot of thought as to what we are saying, how we are going to say it to the audience, and we also give a lot of thought as to which song follows which song, because that adds even more meaning to the actual culmination of the production at the end.
Now, Ramsay, one second last question from me. When you put on a production like this, it's not just a production that is being done. There's no expectations. You represent a whole community. Is there a certain level of pressure that comes with that?
Janet, I think there will always be pressure. We are two individuals. We are not so young. So we have experience and we have thoughts on how we would like to express ourselves. The pressure comes when we have to ask ourselves, are we actually representing younger people who do not necessarily have the same thoughts and experience, who might not have been through the 90s,
Yes, who might not have had the same struggles.
the same struggles.
There's always
However,
that generational question around, am I relevant?
that
It's
is
a
true.
new era.
That is true.
Is it now dated that I carry so much on my shoulders from the struggle of having to be relevant? And there's a I wouldn't say a lightness, but a more there's more of an acceptance than there was, say, in the 80s and the
Oh,
90s.
absolutely. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, we as performers have also got to be true to ourselves. We must identify with what we are doing
And you must re
before we
you
can
must
do it
resonate your
properly.
context through your experience.
This is
Then it's
correct.
authentic and it's immersive.
That's right.
Ramsay, what a wonderful conversation. Please tell me, how do our listeners book tickets to come to your production?
So the web tickets system is what we use, and hopefully people know about web tickets by now, but it's reasonably easy to do if you have some computer skills, and the tickets are not numbered, the seats are not numbered, so
So it's
it's
free
first
seating.
free seating, first come, first served. And you can choose wherever you like to sit. We like to have people in the front, of course, which
Of
gives us
course,
a
we
bit
like to be in the front. We get to see all that glitter and glam up close.
because anybody further back, the lights which are on the stage blind us from seeing too far back, you know? So if people sit too far back, we sometimes get the feeling that there's nobody. So we
But you
do
hear
enjoy
us.
people
You
right up
definitely
there.
will hear us, Ramsay. I promise you. It's very interactive. So, Ramsay, all the very best with the last touches to rehearsal. I'm sure that's happening now.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you under the spotlight at the theatre.
Thank you, Janet, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
It's a big pleasure. That was Ramsay Davids joining us fresh from production for Divalicious Dames.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ramsay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, all the best. Mark, can I ask you to just stop? Then you don't have too much editing.